I was born bold.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 4 cents today to $3.60. What is your coin worth today? Summer Breakfast.
Couple of minutes after 7 o'clock. Thanks for being with us on SEN Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin. Still to come on the McCafe menu, Chris Fagan, the coach of the Brisbane Lions. He'll join us in around an hour from now. We'll talk to Sam Berry from the Gippsland Power ahead of the 2020 AFL Draft. EPL scores from this morning. Burnley have defeated Crystal Palace 1-0 and just about to get underway. In fact, they might have just started, is Wolves and Southampton. Off the text, Daz says, I've got a challenge for the quiz. Next 3 days, Sporting Darren's. Karens and Farrens.
Don't mind it.
Tipping Farren Ray might get a mention at some stage. We're going to talk a little bit later as our conversation starter for this morning about where your team's at and have they improved? How have they come out of the trade period? How are they looking right now? We'll talk about that in around 15 minutes' time as well when we get stuck into our conversation starter.
Baines with a step back three. Look out, big man.
Baines steps into a three. Down it goes. Big shot, Baines.
Rubio on the drive. Drops it off to Baines. And his monster night continues. He's got 21 to go along with 12 rebounds and 7 assists.
Full speed ahead for Phoenix. Baines right down Central Avenue.
Well, I speak on behalf of all Australian sports fans. We're just so delighted and so pleased with what Aaron Baines has been able to do on the international stage and the world stage in the NBA. Always makes himself available for Australian selection as well. And there's an Olympics on the horizon. But this next move is a big one in his career. A 2-year deal with the Toronto Raptors, $14.3 million, and going to a team who are very much in the hunt right now. Aaron joins us live from Phoenix. Aaron, welcome back to SEN, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, fellas, excited to be here and even more excited to make the move over to Toronto via Tampa Bay and, you know, looking forward to that.
How's the last week been? Take us through what the whole things look like.
It's pretty stressful. Usually free agency isn't so crazy, but, you know, COVID has changed everything. And it changed free agency from 2-week play to pretty much 24 hours. And, you know, there was a lot of insanity going on, and it's just, yeah, it's not the most fun thing when you're sitting there wondering, you know, is the family staying here? Am I moving? Or what are we doing? And then even a little bit more stressful, I figured I'd put another card into the stack and have my wife be due first week of December as well. So now we're moving and we have a baby on the way. So it's fine. It'll be a Tampa Bay baby.
Did your
Looking
ears,
forward to it.
When you heard the interest, but in particular, when the interest became real from Toronto, did your ears prick up given what they've been able to achieve in the last few seasons?
Yeah, definitely. I've played against their coach a number of times. You know, it goes back to the 2012 Olympics was the first time I played against Nick Nurse when he was coaching the Great Britain team in London. And then, you know, I played against him numerous times. He came down to Australia last summer, and then every time we play them in the NBA. So I know he's a great coach. I know what he can do. And also the guys that I get to play with, you know, I've got some really good playmakers and guys that I'm just going to go out there and try and make their job a bit easier. And they'll definitely make mine that way as well.
Aaron, congratulations. It looks like a really exciting move. I'm just learning about it as we go from the boys in here. But I'm fascinated by the player movement in the NBA. And you've bounced around a little bit. How it actually happens, how it unfolds. Do the teams just make a decision and then discuss that with you? Or do you have that discussion with them ahead of time? How did this one come about, and what's the norm?
So it can really change. It depends on the player. It depends on what your salary is. It depends on what the team needs. But for this one, I was an unrestricted free agent. So it came down to just if there's a team with a need for me, and then there's a number of other guys that, you know, they try and fill the top guys first, and then it's you're trying to wait out for the right opportunity, and you got to weigh everything up against each other. And that's why it's pretty stressful, because there wasn't nearly as long this year as there usually is, and teams were pretty frantic in themselves trying to fill out their rosters, because normally we have about 3 months between free agency and the beginning of training camp. This year we have 2 weeks, so wow. Teams are scrambling, and they're still scrambling right now. So, there's a lot of movement, but at the end of the day, it's for a good thing. You know, I get to go out there, run around, play basketball, and I have more fun doing that than anything else.
Aaron Baines joining us here on SEN. We appreciate his time this morning. It's obviously a nervous time, as you mentioned, and because of the shortened period. But did you go into free agency this time around with a bit more confidence, Aaron, given your career high numbers from last season and just how effective you were for the Suns?
Yeah, there was definitely confidence that I'd be in a good situation. But to be honest, at the same time, you know, when jobs are going pretty quickly and a lot of different trades are happening, you kind of take a big breath and wondering if it's going to work out for you. And, you know, I think I owe the missus more than I ever have after this weekend, because she had both kids while being 9 months pregnant. And, yeah, I was not a part of it because I was in my own world just trying to figure out what we're doing and where we're all going to go live for the next 12 months. So, yeah.
How has COVID impacted this decision, and particularly moving your family around and just your own well-being? What sort of things have you had to do that have been different, a different challenge in 2020 than any other year?
Oh, mate, schooling. that's the foremost for us. What can we do for school? Because we understand, we've always valued teachers. My brother's a teacher, so we've always put high value on them as people. But I think everyone in general nowadays really understands and puts that as, you know, probably one of the top three priorities in life is what can you do with your kids and who's going to look after them, because it's been some long months inside with them. And so now just trying to find the right school and find the right area for them as well. That's kind of been a big part of this decision that before 2020, it really wasn't. So, you know, that's been something that really opened my eyes. It's been interesting to me just how much that's changed the dynamic. And yeah, why not add another kid into it to make change?
you're a sucker for punishment, Aaron.
Mate, I mean, yeah, I'm a glutton for it. I've probably made a few bad decisions during COVID, and one of those is knocking up the missus. So,
hey, Australian duties. We didn't get to have an Olympic year this year. All things being equal, we should hopefully have that next year. What does it mean for you when you pull on the green and gold jersey and you play for your country? Because the NBA is superb, obviously, and it's your career, but is it a different feeling, or take us through that feeling when you play for Australia?
Yeah, mate, there's nothing like it, let alone at an Olympics. I mean, growing up in Australia, I mean, my first sporting memory that I can remember being glued to the TV every single time was the 92 Olympics. And I was like, I've got to get to the Olympics. That was what I remember. I didn't care what sport I was watching. I watched the entire 2 weeks of that 92 Olympics. And I was like, I was probably focused more on track and field than anything. So, you know, doing little athletics. And ever since that point, I've wanted to get there and represent Australia. And that was where I've taken a bit of a roundabout way. I didn't even watch the Dream Team. I didn't know who the Dream Team were watching the 92 Olympics, looking back at it. But now, being able to pull on that green and gold, we're a family. We've grown up together. We've come a long way from, you know, playing together in our junior days to now getting to represent Australia. And basketball's been so good to me, let alone playing for the Australian team has been so good for my career, that there's no second thought for me ever. It's always, I'm doing whatever I can to get out there and play. And, you know, it was kind of a funny marketing of what they've done with Tokyo Olympics. It was the 2021 Olympics, so you know, I was kind of looking forward to that. And yeah, just getting to go out there and play with my brothers again on the floor is going to be fun. And go get the gold medal, and we have a lot of confidence about us right now. We know we can do it. It's just a matter of everyone staying healthy, getting out there and giving our best shot.
Aaron, you've played all around the world. You're 34 years of age, 34 next week. Just, Do you feel like
you... Don't remind me. I've been playing against 20-year-olds, mate.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. When you're coming up against these younger freak talent type players that we hear about and we see and we all follow, is the challenge getting harder for you, or is that where your know-how and your experience from having played around the world and given the games and the volume that you've played, is that where that kicks in? Is it getting harder, or do you find like you're coming into your peak?
Yeah, as weird as it sounds, I feel I've gotten better every single year, and I still keep developing, and I'm getting even more refined in what I do out there. You know, it's easy to see in some of the things in shooting the basketball, but just my defensive awareness, my court awareness, my understanding of the game, it just keeps getting better and better. And so even though the legs may be slowing down, some people say that, I don't feel that they are, but everything else is sped up, and so the game is actually slower for me now. And, you know, I kind of model myself on what Tim Duncan was able to do. I don't ever claim to be in the same realm as him or what he was able to accomplish throughout his career, but having seen how he carries himself and the routine is key, and that's really what I lock in on. And it's about staying conditioned in the right way every single day. And if I do that and go out there and compete, you know, I know I'm not going to be lacking in my competitiveness anytime I step on the floor, and I want to go out there and contribute and help the team win, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And that's what is fun, and that's why I'm excited for Toronto, because they have winners on that team, and they've shown it year in, year out over the last few. So it's going to be a fun one to get out there and compete with these boys as well.
Aaron, the final details of the season are being thrashed out pretty much as we speak. So what does the process look like for you and for your family from here?
Well, a bit of a mad rush, but we came to a conclusion that it's not worth traveling or packing up and having to move twice, because Tampa may only be a three-month stint and then we'd be moving up to Toronto again. Yep. So we're pretty much cleaning shop, starting new, packing a few suitcases and heading out to Tampa on Thanksgiving Day. So that's what we're doing.
Well, we congratulate you. This is a huge move for you and your career, and you're talking so glowingly about Toronto. They've been saying all the same things about you in the lead up to this as well. So congratulations, and we hope it's everything you want it to be and more.
Cheers, fellas. Appreciate the time.
Good on you, Aaron. Just checking here just before you go. It might be a typo, but it says something about $14 million for 2 years. That wouldn't be right, would it, Aaron?
I don't know, mate. The missus will take a chunk of that.
Well done.
Aaron Baines joining us live from Phoenix this morning. 2 year, $14.3 million deal. It all counts. The point three is relative, Kingy. Absolutely. It all counts. Gee, you spoke well about playing for Australia. As an Australian, you don't even have to be a basketball fan, I reckon. As an Australian sports fan, with an Olympic year coming up and maybe the best Australian basketball team we've ever had taking to a world event, to hear Aaron Baines talking about the way playing with his brothers and playing for Australia, gee, it's exciting stuff.
Unreal. I don't know enough about the game. You're clearly more versed at the nuances of what he does and how well he does and all those sorts of things, but you're spot on. The way he spoke then, I thought, wow, he's got us covered.
Great news as well for Matthew Dellavedova. Literally, as we were talking to Aaron Baines, it's just been announced that he's re-signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is fantastic. There was a bit of uncertainty about what Delly would do and how that would look, but the great news is he's going to be with the Cavs again next season. Our conversation starter is next. Now, Kingy, this is one that you're really passionate about and you really want to dive into the brain of fans today, don't you?
Well, there's a few different ways to look at this. We were talking yesterday about the Kangaroos and we had Ben Buckley on and the conversation got skewed a little bit. Has your team improved enough during the off-season to go from X to Y? That can be at different stages for different teams. Now, some teams are pushing into that contention stage. Some are trying to just put the finishing touches on that. Like what Geelong have done during this off-season. And some are trying to go from bottom of the table to middle of the pack or whatnot. Has your team improved over the last 3 to 4 weeks? Not just with trade period. And there's a whole host of things we want to discuss when we get rolling, but have a think about it. And if you can't think of a reason why they've improved, they've probably gone backwards.
And tell us about that as well. 1300 736 736. That's our conversation starter. It's up next on Summer Breakfast.